The importance of focusing on high school recruiting over the portal could not have been more clear this weekend.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it on this Tuesday, game week going into Missouri. But we're not going to talk about the Missouri game today. We're going to talk a little bit, we're going to talk more recruiting. We're going to talk about high school recruiting versus the portal. Hugh continuing to emphasize that he's going to put all of their resources into building from the high school ranks. And there was a former college quarterback, former NFL quarterback, and now a media personality that had a lot of interesting things to say about that strategy that I think you're going to find very, very intriguing. But before we get into that, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND and get that double up deposit bonus. Give them $250. They're going to give you another $250 back to play with. I think you can go all the way up to $1,000. Just fire it up, man. Fire down. Get on those NFL lines, those college football lines. They got live betting, first half, second half, first quarter. They got some first quarter lines. I mean, all kind of stuff that you can get in and enjoy. Check them out. And don't forget the deposit bonus, mybookie.ag. Our parent company, The Next Round. Lance Taylor has a side show, a show I think that they do before the big show. I think it's called, I'll get the name of it in just a second. But yet he interviewed Brock Heward and Unlocked. That's the name of the show. He interviewed Brock Heward yesterday on his show, and Brock had some very, they were talking about the Ole Miss LSU game. And Brock had some very, very interesting comments about portal versus high school and how that impacts your culture, how the template has been set. And I want to play it. It's about a little under 2 minutes, but I think there's a lot of good stuff to take away from here. But here it goes.
Yeah. Well, you tell me, Lance, over the years, how many teams have been bought by free agency and just excelled at the pro? I mean, because that's, you know, what we're looking at right now in college football. This is kind of the first couple years of how do I really want to build this team and build this culture, and how many dream teams have gone on to win Super Bowls? How many of them are just, you know, flush with free agents, and we're going to build this thing through free agency versus building this thing first and foremost by drafting and developing. This is the NFL level, right? Drafting and developing, and then we will bring the free agent in. It might be a quarterback. Right. It might be a receiver. We were going to fill in a few of these spots. We're a little bit thin, but I mean, that's been a tried and true method for, I don't know how many decades in the NFL that had free agency. Well, now you got free agency in college. And once again, go through the list. Texas, have they done it through all free agency, or have they drafted and developed and built their own? I would contend it's been the high school route for 4 years of getting the right guys and getting all these 4- and 5-star guys at the line of scrimmage. And then, yes, bring in the free agent receiver the last couple of years and bring in the free agent, you know, DB. But by and large, it has been the high school developmental route. You know, Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, Oregon, go look at it. Go look at, you know, how many are they bringing in, 15, 20, 25, and counting on them? Is like, we're going to build the foundation on free agents, or are we going to do it kind of the high school development route and then sprinkle in the free agent money where we need to? I think kind of college football is giving you a pretty good gauge, much like the NFL has for 30 years, that it's typically the draft and develop route that goes on and wins with a level of sustainability.
So, Brock goes on to talk about, that they kind of continue the conversation here, talking about how you building through high school versus the portal gives you a little bit more stability. And Hugh has sort of preached that again, basically every time that he's gotten a microphone. I think he even talked about it yesterday in his press conference a little bit, playing a lot of young guys, getting, you know, you're focusing on recruiting. You got, and we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about what we're doing right now, numbers wise. But yeah, it looks like when you are focusing on, you can go into the NFL, you can go to, there's multiple college examples. We're going to talk about two of them here in just a second, but continuing to, it's not so much using the portal as a supplement. That's fine. That's what Brock mentioned. It's fine to bring in this guy. It's fine to bring in that guy. But when you're building your foundation, when you're building your team around, I mean, that it's not, it's no more plug and play. There's a couple of teams where it's like, that is the main focus of our recruiting effort. We're going to go, we're going to flip the roster every single year, and we're going to bring in 20 plus portal guys every single year, coupled with, you know, and they're almost inverting it. You know, we're going to go bring in some more ready-made, I guess, players in their mind, and then sprinkle in some high school stuff that you can develop. And if they don't work out, you just shove them off, and then you bring in more portal guys. And you continue to go down the list of like the teams that are going to be there in the conversation every single year. It's always the guys that do the tried and true method. And I think that's what, Auburn and Hugh are trying to do, obviously, over the last couple of classes and this class in general. Again, we're going to get into the specifics in a second, but it does seem like you look at the LSU Ole Miss. This is one of Ole Miss's most talented rosters. I mean, if you ask anybody, all Ole Miss fans going into this year, this was their most talented roster. This was the one that was going to get them to the playoffs. This was the one that was going to be it. And I arguably, from a, just a sheer talent perspective, it's kind of hard not to agree that this was their most talented roster. But what happens when there's adversity? What happens when things go a little bit south? Do you have the culture? Do you have the leadership? Do you have the buy-in from these guys that are coming in as paid mercenaries, basically, to come try to win, you know, 10 games? It's tricky, and it's playing out in front of us. And I think more and more as we watch it, we're going to discover that, hey, maybe this portal thing is not quite all it's cracked up to be as far as building a roster and flipping a roster and creating some sustainability, creating some success that's able to be sustained. It's something to definitely watch. Let's dive into Ole Miss real quick. I know this is an Auburn show, but this is relevant, and I'm going to tie it in at the end. Since 2022 is when the portal really exploded. It kind of dipped your feet in it in 2021. 2022 is when kind of all hell broke loose. Since 2022, Ole Miss has brought in 58 players from high school and 68 from the portal. So they brought in 10 more players from the portal than they have from the high school ranks. And their average high school rank was 22, 20, and 20. All of this is in year five. We're not talking about flipping the roster at the beginning and then starting to, you know, wean yourself off the portal. We're talking about this is a major, major part of their recruiting program. And it's led to them. Their best, one of their best seasons ever, was they lost to Brian Harsin. You go into this year, you've had a meltdown at Kentucky, and now you lead a game for the whole game up until overtime. You really led the whole game until the tie to go into overtime, and then you lose the game in overtime. That's the first time you gave up the lead on the last play of the game against LSU. Really should have won that game. You go into last year, you dropped several last year. You were a good team, but you dropped some important games last year. You can't quite get over the hump. It's just it seems like this focus they continue to put on the portal, it's not paying off. It's not paying off in sustained success. Now, you can look at teams across the board, and guys are getting teams are getting players, and they're able to win games. So it's a lot more parity from week to week that like anybody really can beat anybody. But as far as sustaining success, it's the same folks. It's the same folks, and a new one that sort of come to the forefront. That's I think it's going to be a major player moving forward. Florida State's another team that gets labeled Portal Kings. They always have, you know, the top portal classes and this, that, and the other. Since 2022, not quite as bad as Ole Miss, but you're in year five, and you've brought in 59 high school kids and 43 from the portal. And you had a big portal class last year. You know, a lot of people were talking about best defensive line in the country, maybe. A lot of big-time players added. Everybody's really fired up, and you see the season that they're having. It's tough. It's a tough season. It's really tough. And, again, what if you were recruiting at a high level going into year five, you know, and you're stacking top 10 class after top 10 class after top 10 class. I mean, 3 years, and this is just over a 3-year period. In a 3-year period, you're talking about what should be, what could be over 70%+ of your roster. 70 to 80% of your roster should be, you know, out of these three classes. And then obviously whatever you had from, you know, whatever you had prior. And we're talking about the vast majority of these guys being guys that you didn't start here. That's what these rosters are looking like. I mean, and not only in Ole Miss, not only are you bringing in a bunch of portal transfers, you're losing dudes too. So like this roster, I mean, that's 126 players in 3 years. You only have 85 scholarships. Like somebody's coming in and going out the back door. Like you're flipping the roster over, like over and over again. Florida State kind of the same way. I mean, you got over 100 kids in 3 years. You're bumping dudes out of there. And then look at Texas. Okay, Texas, who I think is about to be the force to be reckoned with for many, many years. And since 2022, they've brought in 76 high school kids. And only 23 from the portal, and the portal their portal numbers are typically somewhere between 5 and 10, something like that. Like it's literally just plug and play. And they took 2 seasons, and again, Texas has never been totally devoid of talent, but they took 2 seasons to kind of get to where they are. They had a pretty big year last year. I say pretty big. They made the playoffs last year. And then now they look like the best team in college football. They're the number one team in college football, and I don't think it's really arguable. They've looked the most complete since game one. And again, it took them two seasons to kind of get that roster set, build the trenches on both sides, and then you can plug and play some skill guys here or there. But they did not focus, and Texas could have gotten any portal guy they wanted to. They could have. I know they brought in Quinn Ewers, but they brought in Quinn Ewers as a freshman. I don't even think he ever played at Ohio State. So he's been at Texas this whole time. So it's not like they're just bringing in these dudes that are coming in for 1 year. They do have some of those guys, but it's very, very few. Their focus has been high school. And if you go down the list, and Brock Heward named them, but if you go down the list and you go look at their portal numbers, They're vast. They're not even remotely close to their high school numbers. They're going to be significantly lower to the, I think 8 to 12 on average of all your top programs is about the max of what you're going to see that they bring in. It's not the focus. It's not what you want to do if you want to build a winner and sustain it. So let's talk about Hugh. Okay. Before we talk about Hugh, though, let's give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Use code. Go to retirementresults.com/plan to get your free portfolio analysis. He's been pumping up to social media on this. I think it's something you definitely need to check out. I mean, it's a $1,500 value, $1,500 plus value, and you can have a custom portfolio analysis absolutely free, and just verify, just make sure that what you're doing is going to get you where you need to be. I think that's the key. Why not make sure you're not paying incredible fees that you don't have to pay, taking advantage of all the products you need to be taking advantage of. Why not? Check him out. Ford Stokes, make a friend at the same time. Tell him War Eagle, tell him we sent you. Ford Stokes with the Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. All right, now let's talk about what Hugh's doing over the last couple of years. The year one, we had to bring in portal. I mean, he basically had to bring in guys to compete. You had to bring in 20 plus guys just to fill holes in the roster through guys leaving, through just the sheer lack of recruiting, especially along both the offensive and defensive lines. Do whatever you can. And portal guys are more expensive, and you had to bring in a bunch of dudes. So you kind of had to spread it out and see, you know, take a shot in the dark and see what you get. You hit some, you lost on a bunch, but it sort of is what it is. So year one, you brought in 21 portal guys. That dropped all the way down to 15 in year two. And then in 2025, you have 27 high school commits, and I think you're probably looking to add about 30. And I think the portal, you're still going to have to bring in the portal guys, but I would expect that number in the portal to be way closer to where these better teams are. That's, you know, somewhere in that 8 to 12 total players. I think that's probably the max of what you're wanting to bring in, because you want to continue to focus. You want to continue to focus on building in the high school, you know, building the high school ranks. Again, 8 to 12 guys we're probably going to bring in. You've only lost three guys so far. You lost three guys to the portal after that first year class that he brought in, that half class. And I think only one of them you probably could have played this year and been an impact, Colton Hood. I'm not sure exactly what kind of year he's having at Colorado, but, you know, that's another example of how the portal's not a great foundation to build your program around. You only lost three guys from that first year class. So can you continue to stack and you add this class of 30 plus high school kids, all very highly rated, and you look at the hit rate year after year of those guys and they're playing on the field and playing early, you're going to go into next year and you're going to have roughly, again, 70 plus percent of your roster are dudes that you brought in, that you've cultivated, that are bought into your culture. And I understand that it's not quite as fun to take your lumps. It's not quite as fun to take some losses that you may could have won if you weren't relying on some, you know, freshmen in some situations, or you weren't relying on younger guys in some situations. I understand that. It's not that fun. I'd love to just bring in some guys and, you know, go spend a bunch of money on some, big time portal guys, and you may win some games that you have lost, but what are you building? You got proof in the pudding, basically, that it's not sustainable. So I get, like, this is the not fun part about the rebuild. And regardless of what anybody says, it is one of the worst, as far as when you take over a job, it's one of the worst situations, I think, that there was out there in college football. I mean, in the SEC, the roster where it's really, really tough. So you gotta build it back through high school. Hugh is dedicated to doing that. The sort of the roadmap is out there. I'm not saying you can recruit at the level of Texas, or you can be that Auburn's going to be the next Texas, but hopefully, at least if you're doing sort of the same, you're going along the same lines as like a Texas or a Georgia or an Alabama, or these teams that are in Ohio State that are in it every single year. Hopefully you can sort of kind of build that culture. And then once, you know, you get into like year three and year four, you're ready. You got a team full of guys that are bought in and you're kind of ready to go. And then you can just get to the point where you're just, let's go pick off. Hey, we had some bad injuries and on offensive line, let's go get us an offensive lineman in the portal. Or, hey, we're one big play wide receiver away from being able to, you know, really make this offense explode. Let's go get that guy. Or, hey, we've had a couple of transfers, young transfers, and it's kind of put us in a hole at corner. Let's go get us a corner. We're not trying to fill the depth chart. We're just, as far as like, I'm build the depth chart. We're trying to just fill, plug and play guys in the portal. And I honestly don't think we're very far off from that. So again, I understand it's not very fun. I understand that losing it, there's some games that we should have won, even though we are playing a ton of young guys. There's some games that, I mean, I think Auburn should be 4-2 at worst right now, I think. And unfortunately, you're 2-4. But I think there should be a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And hopefully we can go on a little bit of a run right here over the next couple of games and then just continue to solidify this class. The key to the future is maintaining the 2023, 2024, and 2025 classes and get those guys enrolled, get those guys on campus, and start working and start building. So I want to try to be about – one thing about this show that I want to try to do is – and, you know, ultimately, maybe it costs me growth. Maybe it costs me, you know, whatever. But I want to try to get away from headlines. I want to try to get away from the hot topics, you know, and just try to be clickbaity. I want to learn. I want to really dive in and really dig in and talk about this stuff and learn and be informative and go find really good information and go with it. So I hope you guys appreciate that. I hope you enjoy it. Because I think that's what's I think that's how we, you know, that's just where I want to. That's where I want to go. That's where I want to take this show. So I hope you appreciate that. And if you do, I'd love for you to like this video. I'd love for you to subscribe to the channel. I'd love for you to get in the comments and let's talk about it. Let me know what you think. Am I crazy? Do you disagree with Brock? Do you disagree with me? And let's talk it out. You can join the barn also, thebarnauburn.com, with for only $1 for your first month. We can talk about it there too. I thought this was a very eye-opening clip, a great conversation to be had, and we talked about it even more on the barn as well. So, guys, thanks again for listening. You know we're going to be back every single day this week. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.